everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. Hey guys, so last week we talked about declare war, and we are talking again today about getting combated up, called to active duty. So we talked about the first time that war was mentioned, and Abram went in, and when he found out that Lot had been captured and his family and all of his possessions, he went in and he fought for family and how the people that were around him, his friends, his comrades, they were way outnumbered, and they defeated completely in a nighttime strategic strategy, in a night season. They won and they defeated four armies, and the Lord gave them a plan. And not only that, they drove out the enemy outside of the entire promised land, past it, the boundary lines. That's the authority that you have through the blood of Jesus that he has given you. You can go in and call your children, call your marriage, call your uncles, your aunts, your brothers, your sisters back into the kingdom. And when they are out in the world, or maybe they've made choices, the power of prayer to receive a strategy from the Holy Spirit to declare war, not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the rulers of the air, to pull down strongholds. God is faithful in this hour to give you the strategies to overcome the enemy. We are not the victims in this time and in this hour. The body of Christ is a bride that's rising up to declare war in this time and hour, to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that no weapon formed against our children, our families, our entire life will prosper. The prodigals are coming home. And I love that they may be in a different culture. They could be in a Sodom and a Gomorrah, and the king might be captured. But man, just when it gets darkest in the nighttime season, the Lord gave them the strategy. And that's when they went and defeated the enemy and plundered them, and rescued, did a rescue effort, and brought restoration into the family. So they absolutely won this war. I think there's so much happening in the political world right now. There's happening with culture and dynamics, and the Olympics just happened, and the debauchery of that. But we win the war if we don't grow weary in well-doing. Remember to fight the good fight in faith. Don't fight it. Don't come with, he makes your hands strong. He takes away your feeble knees. But when we are weak, he is so strong. We can do nothing apart from him, but we can do it in the power of his might. So 2 Timothy 2, 3 through 6 says, overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the Anointed One. For every soldier called to active duty must divorce himself from the distractions of this world, that he may fully satisfy the one that chose him. I just want to pause on that, because a lot of times we're like, I'm winning, or I'm not winning, and I'm defeated. And I feel like everything is overtaking me, and I, the waves and the breakers of the world are washing over me, not in the waves and the breakers of the Lord. And I am so distracted by fear, discouragement, loneliness, pain, anger, distracted by social media, distracted by relationships even. But I love that the Lord said, that's why I always go back to, you have to be a disciplined warrior. The other day, I was asking the Lord about something about works and religion and praying about the religious spirit. And he said, well, there is works that are wrong. But he said, but you also have to have effort. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That's effort. It takes discipline in your life to put Him first, to choose Him first, to call something that's not on the inside of you as though it were. It takes a disciplined disciple, not because your works to earn something, not because you have works to become something. No, He already said you're a new creature in Christ. He's already, but it does take effort to seek Him. Makes a choice that I'm going to get up and I'm going to choose my King, my love, my best friend. I'm going to devour the Word so I get to know Him, not just about Him. And I think that we have to divorce ourselves from the distractions of this world to be a good soldier, to fight a fight of faith. Sometimes I think about soldiers, they are not out on the world. They are not on a battlefield, and they are looking at their Facebook or looking at Instagram. And there is a place for that, and there is a time for that. But when you're in a fight and you are contending for someone or something, it isn't when you're fighting. And so sometimes I think we say, well, I declared and I decreed, but how faithful was it? Was it something out of works, or was it something because you were intentional? Because faith came by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, that you so devoured the Word of God that it was the only distraction you had, and you set your gaze on Him, and you were distracted by the love affair of Jesus, and it made you strong in His might and the power of Him. That it isn't by your might nor by your power, but by the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. I believe that it's really a tactic of the enemy of this time to bring distractions. And they can be good things. Ministry can be a distraction. Family can be a distraction. Is He first? It's not condemnation. It's a cry that calls to the call of the deep in you. The deep in you calls to the deep in Him. And that's when the waves and the breakers wash over you like deep waters. That they pant, that you pant for Him, that you long for Him, that you crave Him. That's how you become strong and in the power of His might. It goes on to say in verse 5, that an athlete who doesn't play by the rules will never receive a trophy. So remain faithful to God. I think sometimes I go back to the first thing that we talked about the last time. We talked about don't be hasty in making your decisions. We want to do things really quick and have a quick result. And sometimes it's the time that proves the character of the testing of the perseverance. That you can withstand and stand when there's all else to do, nothing else to do. You stand in the midst of it. So remain faithful to God. The farmer who labors to produce a crop should be the first one to be led from its harvest. For this is the reason I am persecuted and imprisoned by evildoers, enduring the suffering of these chains. But the word of God can never be chained. I endure all these hardships for the benefit of the chosen ones in Christ so that they may also discover the overcoming life that is in Christ Jesus and experience the glory that lasts forever. You can trust these words. If we were joined with him in his death, we are joined with him in his life. So things that war against our soul, we are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can declare war. And in a night season, remember, the shepherds watched their fields, their flocks at night. Don't allow what the enemy is forming against you to prosper. Fight the good fight of faith. Go and remove the distractions. Search me and know me, Jesus, and see if there's anything that keeps me from you. Remove it. Surrender that. Go after in a night season, and get back what belongs to you. Father, we acknowledge your faithfulness. We acknowledge that you are the Lord and the God who rules and reigns and has full dominion and authority. You are the one and true and only living God. There is none above you. There is none beside you. There is no one that is greater than all and who you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And yet you are still the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. And so, Father, we acknowledge you. We surrender our lives. We say, Holy Spirit, search and know and see. Would you search us and know us and then see if there is anything in us that you would ask and require us for a deeper surrender today. Not because of law, Lord, or duty, but because you are hungry. And you are waiting for us to dwell with you, and you are waiting to dwell and inhabit all of us. So, Lord, we declare war against the things of the enemy and the distractions of our lives. And we labor to enter into the beautiful promised land of rest. And we fight the good fight of faith to where we are fully persuaded on your promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to sanctionlove.com. Check us out. There's lots of resources. Consider being a covenant partner with us. Check out our Rapha Restoration Place where we have people come and get healing and deliverance and counseling. We travel, we have worship. So check us out, take a peek, see all that you can see. Thanks for joining today. Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.